Welcome back to the American Journal Work Study. You're all joining us today. A lot happening over here. So welcome on board. Judd Sullivan will be joining us in just a few moments. Talk about Nigeria and what just happened over there on Christmas Day. Kind of good news. We'll actually see. Because, folks, there's a lot of mainstream reporting out there that we have to sift through, of course. But if you haven't been on the ground, then you really don't know the truth. Judd Saul has been on the ground. He's been trying to save these Christian Nigerians for quite some time now, train them and help end the bloodshed. So he'll be joining us to dissect what just happened earlier. I guess I'll just say late last week, actually, on Christmas Day. It was good news. But was it really good news? Is the Trump administration doing what they should be doing on this front? We'll ask Judd in just a few moments. We'll also be diving into a couple of other stories to make sure to catch you up on. And then at the top of the third hour, we'll be taking your calls, of course. So buckle up. We've got a lot more show to dive into. We'll also be catching you up on a lot of really important stories this hour. You're wondering what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the DC pipe bomber. There's new lies are trying to shuffle your way, and they are trying their very best to do just that. It's not, they're not really selling me on this suspect. I'm not going to lie. They're doing these media leaks. I guess they're trying to sell everyone else because I think most American people who have read through the criminal complaint are like, not much here. Not much here. So I'll give you the latest update on that. We'll also give you an update on the FBI director, Kash Patel, because according to reports, he's a real diva. A real diva. A real, real diva. We were told that Miranda Devine's reporting on all of this was wrong, was inaccurate, but there seems to be more people talking to other outlets as well. And Miranda Devine is someone who I truly do respect. And I think that she is a truth teller. She has been a fighter in this battle for quite some time right now, exposing the Hunter Biden laptop story. So when she dropped her report, I was like, eh, she's probably onto something. We'll dive into what Axios is now reporting, of course, but it makes sense when you line it up with Miranda's report. So we'll tread lightly on that again because it's Axios. But we'll also be talking about how Kash Patel is claiming that they're going to shut down the Hoover building. Again, we've heard these promises before, but there's a new tweet that was posted over the weekend. So we'll talk about that. We will also be talking about Zohran Mahdani. Zohran Mahdani. As many of you guys know, he is the Muslim communist who is preparing to take over New York City. And it breaks my heart to say that, but sadly, there are so many ignorant voters out there who don't understand what communism actually means. They think socialism, that sounds good. It doesn't. And sadly, New York's going to learn a very valuable lesson the hard way. Most of them will likely just flee, so they don't have to deal with the ramifications from all of this. But those who are New Yorkers, well, it's going to be a rough one. It's going to be a rough one, especially if you have a fire. Especially if you have a fire, because, well, I don't know how to put this. But if you have a fire in New York City and Zohran Mahdani is the mayor, it's not going to go over well for you, mainly because he's put a female in charge who has zero experience as a firefighter. Yeah, you don't need those. That individual, we'll just get to it here. That individual is a butch lesbian who has been a first responder previously, but EMT. And if you are a lesbian in New York, under Zohran Mahdani, you are quickly elevated to the top of positions like FDNY. And so now she's going to be running the FDNY as the commissioner, which is not good news because, well, rainbow flags can't be used to put out fires. Plot twist there. So things are not looking good for those who are in New York. If you live in New York and you still own property, New York City specifically, probably a good time to sell before he gets sworn in. That was my advice, my friend, and she did sell, so that's good to hear. We'll also be going over my best of ICE raids from 2025. Oh, there's a lot of good ones. There's a lot of good ones. We'll play those videos for you, of course, kind of give you a second to just sit back and watch. As many of you guys know, the left doesn't like these videos, so we'll just keep playing them, of course. All right, there's more to discuss in just a bit. Just a bit. So don't go anywhere. Buckle up. We got more to discuss. In the meantime, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. It's buy one, get one free on select supplements right now while supplies last. And that's only going to go on for a couple more hours. So head on over right now, thealexjonesstore.com, and make sure you stock up because it's about to be New Year's. I know a lot of you are going to put health on your list of things to change in 2026. This is the way to get things started over at thealexjonesstore.com.
Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you're all joining us today. Jed Saul is going to be joining me in a moment. We've got a lot to discuss in regards to Nigeria. But in case you missed it, President Trump had an incredible message to share with the American people on Christmas Day. It was a big news. Oh, it was big news for the rest of us because for far too long, for many years, we've been trying our very best to cover the violence that's been taking place in Nigeria against Christians. Islamic terrorists have been running rampant in Nigeria and slaughtering Christians. It actually happens in several different countries, but of course, so many in the mainstream media don't even want to talk about it. Again, Christians are the victims of these crimes and everyone looks the other way, but thankfully that's not the case. And President Trump has officially announced that they did lead strikes on Christmas Day in Nigeria. The White House putting out this statement, as well as President Trump releasing something on Truth Social, an announcement on Truth Social about this. And it was tonight at my direction, the Commander-in-Chief of the United States launched a powerful and deadly strike against ISIS terrorist scum in northwest Nigeria, who have been targeting, obviously, and viciously killing primarily innocent Christians, what the president put out there. Now, this is big news. As many of you guys know, I now cover the Pentagon, and it's an honor to do just that. So I reached out to my Pentagon sources and just to understand a little bit more, because I figured the mainstream media is probably going to spin this because this is a great thing for Christians. So how are they going to spin it? Well, they're probably going to say that the Nigerian government wanted no part in any of this. But good news, the Pentagon official did tell me that Department of War worked with the government of Nigeria to carry out these strikes. These strikes were approved by the government of Nigeria. So they continuously drilled that point home that no, in fact, the Nigerian government did in fact want these attacks to be carried out against the Islamic terrorists that are trying to slaughter innocent Christians. And so they did give them the green light to do just that. So again, this is great news. And there's been videos posted, ABC News posting video of the aftermath of those strikes. And obviously, it's very compelling. Now, we probably won't get a final death count in regards to how many ISIS fighters were killed in all of this. So this is what we have thus far. But of course, I will continue to follow up with the Pentagon to learn more about this, because this is the first of what we hope are many, many strikes that go after these ISIS terrorists. Joining me to discuss is Jude Saul. He's one of the incredible individuals behind TruthNigeria.com. They are trying to get you the truth in regards. Jude Saul. He is trying to get you guys the truth on all of this. And he joins me now. Not many people, Judd, are going through all the information in regards to this. In fact, we kind of rely on the mainstream media reporting on all of this, and it's really not there. So you do a great job over at TruthNigeria.com doing just that. But you also spend plenty of time in the region going through all of this and trying to save these Christians who are over there by training them and helping them out. So I want to talk about this. I want to talk about that. And also, you are a filmmaker as well. You have quite the resume. But we've had you on the show before to kind of walk us through who you believe are the perps who are going after there and targeting these Christians. So I want to get your understanding on all of this. The president going after ISIS specifically in the northwest of Nigeria, is that the key to all of these problems that are going on right now amongst Christians? Are Christians being slaughtered by these ISIS fighters in northwest Nigeria?
Well, I'm going to deliver news that no one's really talking about in regards to the strikes in Nigeria. Nigeria is a very complicated situation, but the the terrorist group that the president struck is only responsible for a tiny minority of the killing of Christians in Nigeria. You have three rival factions of radical Muslim groups that are vying for the control of Nigeria. You have the Lakura tribe, which is the ISIS group that was attacked by President Trump. You have the Fulani radical Islamists that have gained a large population in Nigeria. They're vying for the full control of Nigeria to turn it into a caliphate. And then you have the Kanuri, which are Boko Haram. And you have essentially three very radical Islamist terrorist organizations that are vying for the control of Nigeria. And the ISIS group that was taken out are the enemy of the Fulani, and they're the enemy of Boko Haram. And they're the ones that are responsible for a tiny fraction of the killing of Christians in Nigeria.
Okay, so why do you think that was the main focus of these attacks, or these strikes, I should say? Because obviously there's something that the Pentagon has available that's telling them that this is a critical area where these Islamic terrorists are gathering at, and they claim that these individuals are the ones who are responsible for the massive amounts of slaughter we've seen thus far. So why do you think this was the focus?
Well, they're not responsible for the mass slaughter of Christians in Nigeria. If you want to go after the group that's killing the Christians, you have to go after the Fulani, which are responsible for 85% of the Christian deaths in Nigeria. The reason I believe that the United States government attacked the ISIS faction, which are the Lakura tribe, is because they are enemies of the Fulani. And they are enemies of Boko Haram, and they're enemies of the Nigerian government. So the ISIS faction is a problem factor for all groups combined. And the Nigerian government, the military apparatus, is controlled by the Fulani. The military commanders, the intelligence community, the national security advisor is Fulani. So the United States did them a favor by going after the ISIS group, Lakura, which they're scum. They are bad people. They need to be taken out. But it's going to have very little effect into actually helping Christians on the ground in Nigeria.
So how can, if the Pentagon's listening in right now, and I hope they are, we constantly do get updates that they are watching, members of the Pentagon are watching our program. What would you recommend in regards to how they push back on this issue? Because again, I mean, we don't want to be doing the dirty work of these people. We obviously want to help Christians in Nigeria, and that's right. The Pentagon's mission here. So how should they be going about this?
They need to be concentrating their efforts on the Fulani ethnic militia. That's the group that's responsible for 85% of all the massacres of Christians in Nigeria. And then you also need to deal with Boko Haram, because they've caused a lot of trouble with killing and kidnapping. But the group they just attacked, like I said, it's causing trouble for everybody. They don't like Christians either, but that's not the main group that's killing Christians. And so what the Pentagon needs to do is, they really need to identify and work with people on the ground that know what's going on, not the Nigerian government, to actually find out who the enemy is and where to go. Yeah. And, you know, with Truth Nigeria, we've been reporting on this for years and we've been sending, you know, the State Department statistics. They've come to us, asked us for information. And everyone on the ground in Nigeria knows who's doing the killing of Christians. But the Nigerian government has been laying cover for the Fulani terrorists for the last 10 years. They haven't gone after or put any of the Fulani terrorists to justice that have been killing Christians. So the Nigerian government has been laying cover for the slaughter of these Christians. We just, like I said, we just did the Nigerian government a favor by taking out a terrorist group that nobody likes, that's causing everybody trouble, but they're the enemy of the enemy.
Can the United States work with the Nigerian government on this, or is it just so corrupt and so embedded with this group specifically that it's a lost cause, and they'd have to go about, if they really want to get to this issue, they'd have to go about going around the Nigerian government?
If they really want to solve the issue, they'll have to go around the Nigerian government. I'm just being honest. Yeah. After what I've been dealing with on the ground for the last 6 years, they're going to have to go around the Nigerian government, because they can't be trusted. And if they really want to help the Christians in Nigeria, they need to be going after the Fulani ethnic militia and Boko Haram. And, of course, deal with the Lakura and the ISIS faction as well. But It was a very symbolic gesture. It did send a signal that the United States is serious. And I do hope that more action continues to happen. But let's go after the right guys.
Yeah, no, I think that should be a top priority. And for our audience right now, again, it's really hard to sift through the media reporting, but you guys do a great job over at truthnigeria.com. Who are some of the people behind the website that help you do all of your reporting? Because obviously these are people on the ground.
Yeah, we have journalists all over Nigeria, Nigerians that have been, a lot of them have been kicked out of mainstream Nigeria press because these guys have a burden to tell the truth. Many of my reporters have been arrested. They've been jailed. They've been beat up by the military. They have had their lives threatened. They've been shot at. Some of them have been wounded. But they continue to risk their lives to tell the truth. And I find these guys and they're after my own heart. And I say, okay, let's give you guys a voice.
Yeah.
And actually report what's going on in Nigeria and not just, you know, the regular Nigeria cover-ups.
Yeah, and I think we don't have enough. I don't think I've ever heard of actual mainstream media journalists being front and center in Nigeria on this battleground. And so for the reports, you're probably getting their leaks from the government itself. So again, that's probably why it's been so misleading here in the United States. And we haven't really even heard about this group, the Fulani group. So it's interesting to hear your take on this. But for Christians at home wondering how they could protect their fellow Christians and help them out, what do you recommend that we could do here in the United States?
Well, I have an organization, EquippingThePersecuted.org. We've been on the ground for the last 6 years working with persecuted Christians directly, aiding them after attacks, working with village security teams, doing anything we can do to save lives. So if they actually want to partner with an organization that's actually helping persecuted Christians, EquippingThePersecuted.org is the organization to donate to. And then second is continue to engage your senators and your congressmen and tell them to continue the pressure on Nigeria, continue to intervene on behalf of persecuted Christians in Nigeria. And please, if anybody has any connections, tell the Trump administration they're getting the wrong data and the wrong intel from their people on who to attack and how to solve this problem in Nigeria.
Yeah, well, I'll definitely be reaching out to the Pentagon on this front and asking those questions, because, again, I want to know who's giving them the information. It's likely, again, the Nigerian government. And so this would all make sense as to why that was the focus. And that's the reason why I reached out to you to have you on the show today, because I wanted to make sure that this attack, this strike that was led by the U.S. was accurate and was doing something that was going to be very impactful for the Christians in the region. I want to switch gears up a little bit and just get your take on something else I think is really important. You know, we keep talking about the threat of Islam all across the world and the battle to just conquer the West. And that's something that they're very outspoken about. And all you do is look up a couple of video clips, and it's very, very concerning. So it's a little gut-wrenching when I listen to people who I highly respect and have respected for many years in this conservative movement, even worked with at a point. And to hear them not being fair and balanced in regards to Islam. And sadly, Tucker Carlson did, and he continues to speak out, but it's totally different from what he used to do over at Fox. Before we had Yon, actually, I played a couple of clips of how he used to talk about and cover Islam back when he was on Fox. But now things have shifted a bit. And I want to play clip 15 for you, because this is Tucker's most recent comments on Islam. Take a listen.
I mean, I've heard you say before that this is an op, and that we all know which foreign government it's actually coming from. Which government is it, and can you explain how that operation works? How is it, you know, kind of lured into those?
It comes from the Israeli government and its many defenders and informal employees in the United States, of course. And I guess I would just say if that was actually, I mean, I don't know how many people responded to the poll. I don't know who answered it, but, you know, I believe in measuring reality a little more empirically. And, you know, I don't know anyone in the United States in the last 24 years who's been killed by radical Islam. You know, I know a lot of people who have killed themselves, a lot. I know people have died of drug ODs, more than a few. I know people can't get jobs. None of the boys in my daughter's classes can get jobs. None of those white boys can get jobs. They're being destroyed, you know, by Adderall and video games and porn. Like, I see millions of Americans being destroyed, and none of it is at the hands of radical Islam. Is radical Islam a bigger danger than OnlyFans? It's not even close.
All right, Judd. So that is Tucker Carlson saying that it's not a real threat I kind of want to hear your reaction to this, because, again, it's deeply concerning. And I get that he's trying to say that I know he said it in previous clips that he thinks that this is a kind of propaganda being pushed by Israel. But he's a Christian, and you're someone who obviously works with Christians who are being persecuted and being targeted and sadly slaughtered by Islamic terrorists. I don't know how else to say this. So what's your reaction when you hear comments like this that are being made?
Tucker is a self-serving opportunist who does not care about anybody but himself. He pretends to care, but he really doesn't. And for him to say that Islam is not a problem, he's not living in reality, or he's being paid a nice hefty sum to put out Muslim propaganda. You know, you have to completely ignore the last 1400 years of Islamic history to say Islam is not a threat. Islam is doing what Islam has done since 640 AD, since its very inception, and that is conquer and murder and kill by the sword. Every country that Islam touches eventually goes full Islamic, and the people that didn't want to be Muslims are either killed or forced to convert to Islam. That's every country it's ever touched. And in Nigeria, for example, a place where I'm at, I've seen what Islam is. I've seen what Islam really does. I've seen how it works. I've hugged and held the wounded and the survivors of these massacres that said, our Muslim neighbors that we were so friendly with, that we did business with, our kids played together. But when the day came, their neighbors turned on their fellow Christian neighbors and killed and took and stole everything that they had. And the Muslims in Nigeria, the radical Muslims in Nigeria, have a very have a phrase that they say is that we need to treat the Christian like a pet chicken. We feed it, we grow it, we love it, we pet it, we take care of it until it's time to chop off its head. That's actually a thing that the Muslims say in Nigeria. That's how you're supposed to treat Christians. And to say it's not a threat, I mean, they've taken over Europe. Europe is pretty much gone at this point. They're turning churches into mosques. People don't have freedom of speech. If you speak out against Islam and speak out against it on social media, they're putting them in jail. And if Tucker says, well, I haven't heard about any Muslim killings, there have been honor killings going on in Dearborn. There have been honor killings going on in Minneapolis, but the media is not reporting it. There's Muslim deaths every week in this country that the media is covering up. So Tucker's getting paid. I mean, he is nothing more than a pro-Islamist op, in my opinion. All the words that come out of his mouth are skewing towards pro-Islam, and to blame it on Israel is just insane to me. Because the Christians in Nigeria, that has nothing to do with Israel. They're radical Islamists that are killing Christians that have a goal of turning Nigeria into a caliphate and eradicating Christianity. This is what they're doing all over Europe. So Tucker's self-serving. He's getting money in his pockets and from Muslim interests. And, you know, good on him. He's selling out the rest of his country. And if he claims to be a Christian, he's selling out the rest of his Christian brothers and sisters. So I have no respect for that guy, and I don't think anybody should take him seriously at this point.
Yeah, you know, Jed, I don't know personally if he's got any financial gain to any of this, but I could tell you that it's been kind of a weird thing to sit back and watch, right? Because he was one of the very first people who put it on my radar, the Islamic threat, back when I was watching him on Fox. And I didn't know who Tommy Robinson was until he had Tommy Robinson on his show and was specifically talking to Tommy about what happened to him when he was in prison and solitary confinement and what the Muslims did to him. And so that was all put on my radar by Tucker. So just sitting back and watching this kind of transformation is quite it's disturbing. It's very disturbing to see. And I do hope that he does kind of issue more of an explanation as to these comments he's made recently, because he's a very intelligent man. And so it's really hard to understand how someone as intelligent as he is would feel this way. And it just feels like he's intentionally misleading people and trying to downplay this threat, which we all know is happening. We all know it's currently happening. I mean, we played it earlier in the show, too. I mean, they are on a mission to conquer the West. And they're openly bragging about coming to the United States and conquering certain neighborhoods in Minnesota and other places, too. I mean, I live in Texas, and 48 mosques went up in the last 2 years in the DFW area. I mean, that is deeply, deeply concerning. And everyone should wake up and realize that, again, we could be against foreign influence of all countries, but this is an issue that's not it's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's actually getting worse. And so we should all be paying attention to that. I want to thank you for joining me today. As always, again, you do a great job over at truthnigeria.com. So, folks, make sure you head on over there to get your news, because, again, those are Nigerians on the ground who are doing fair and honest reporting. Thank you for joining me, my friend. We greatly appreciate your time, as always.
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, folks, a lot more to dive into. You know, I spoke at it in the beginning of the show. We're obviously doing a lot of countdowns over here. I am doing my own countdowns. I'm actually setting my own 2026 goals. I'll talk about that in just a bit. But I want to play this just video and we'll talk about it. The best ICE raids that have been put together. Someone had the, someone did me the favor and put together some of the best ICE raids of 2025. And here's just some of the clips. Take a look. As you guys can see, ICE has had its work cut out for them. ICE has had their work. Whenever they go to make an arrest, protesters are getting very, very violent.
The Trump administration stayed true to its
promise. And it hasn't been good. It hasn't been good. Now, obviously, this is a conglomerate of video clips pulled up by the left-wing media, obviously, but others, as they try to deceive and make it seem like law enforcement's in the wrong here. But law enforcement's not. You know, the Biden regime exclusively allowed individuals to come into our country to infiltrate, and all they were looking to do was to spread, number one, hate, but obviously destroy this country. There's no other way to put it. I mean, Venezuela emptied their sails and dumped all these people into our country. And, you know, ICE had to fight back. So, you know, when I sit here and say that this is like the best of moments, I say that lightly, I should say. Sarcasm involved here. Because again, ICE has had its work cut out for them. They've been doxxed. They've been targeted. They've had so many threats. But I get the emails when they make these arrests include sex offenders who the Biden regime knew were sex offenders. These arrests include murderers, convicted murderers we let into our country. And again, the Biden regime exclusively allowed them into our country. It's an absolute disgrace. And it's one worthy of prosecution if we had a couple of people over at the DOJ who were functioning adults. Just throw that out there. All right. Now, when it comes to 2026, I'm, you know, working through a plan myself. You know, when we sit back and we talk about all the government corruption, all of the evil, it kind of gets a little. It kind of gets a little sad. Right. Because we're sitting back and the administration that was elected, that we elected. I know I elected them. I don't know about you guys at home. I could say that, though. I did vote for the Trump administration, the Trump, President Trump, I guess you say. It's been kind of hard to sit back and watch. Because, again, the commitments have not been carried through so far. Again, we're only about a year into this. But again, we can't really leave anything behind. So I've been kind of upset when it comes to all these foreign governments being shuffled into the White House for exclusive meetings. All these deals we're doing with foreign governments. I'm not a fan of it. I get it. You got to work out some deals. You got to be on good terms with certain countries. But again, I don't like the foreign influence, and it doesn't matter in the country. I just don't like it. I also don't like the fact that there are no arrests. I remind you of this every single day. But 2026 for me is about how do I personally, because I can only control my own actions. So how do I make this country a little bit of a better place? Well, we're working on a goal. It's going to be to help children who are being trafficked online, who are being targeted by pedophile gangs. And we'll have a very big announcement coming from you in 2026 on how you guys could join that fight with me as well. It's all about protecting the kids. And that's what I look forward to doing in 2026. And if you're looking for something positive, you might want to join me in that mission. All right, folks, we got a lot more to discuss. In the meantime, head on over to thealexjonesstore.com because we only have a few more hours left in the buy one, get one free on select supplements over at the shop right now. Some of your favorite items on sale, buy one, get one free. So step into the new year with a healthier version of you over at thealexjonesstore.com. More in just a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. It dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited you're all jumping on with us today. A lot of stories to catch you up on, so we'll be doing that for the next, I don't know, let's just say 24 minutes. So it's good to have you here. Of course, buckle in. Got a lot of stories to give you updates on. Also, just so you know, we will be in the next portion of the show taking your calls as well. So if you'd like to jump in, maybe weigh in on a topic thus far, you could do just that. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Kind of want to keep it to the topics discussed thus far. Of course, we're a little tight on time, so I want to make sure we get to all the callers. We got about 20 minutes to take those calls. So again, give us a call if you want to sound off on any of the topics we've discussed thus far. I want to keep talking about the pipe bomber, the J6 pipe bomber. His name, the suspect, the man who they're trying to say did all of this, is Brian Cole Jr. Now, this individual is someone who we've played the video for you before, is someone who appears to have a disability. And so it's one of those things I want to keep reminding you of, because the FBI claimed that he admitted to putting down the pipe bombs And now there's a new report that's being pushed out there. I think it's interesting. Again, we haven't really seen hard evidence proving that Brian Cole was behind all of this. They have showed us the criminal complaint claims that his cell phone is pinning off certain things, that there were a list of things that he had purchased online that were prior, or with credit cards that were prior, a year prior to the pipe bombs being put down. So again, it's kind of weird given the fact that also he's a DoorDash delivery driver, right? Because if you're someone who's maybe looking to put pipe bombs down and it's somebody with a disability, maybe you just give him a couple of bags and say, hey, do me a favor, drop it at this location, and here's $100 in cash. I mean, it could have happened. Could have happened. Well, they're saying that Brian Cole Jr. told authorities he wanted to speak up for people who believe that the 2020 election was stolen. And he wanted to target the country's political parties for being in charge after his arrest earlier this month. So again, that arrest only happening after the Blaze made an allegation of someone who they accused of being the pipe bomber, who does work for the CIA, I believe, as a security guard. But at the time, she was Capitol Police. But again, that individual claiming that they are not the pipe bomber, and then suddenly this arrest did happen. Now, again, I mean, as I continue to go through all of this, I think it's insane because we haven't seen much. We haven't seen much. They're trying to tell you that this individual was just so enraged by the theft of the 2020 election that he put two pipe bombs down. He created them a year before. He made purchases, according to them. He made purchases about a year out and then put those pipe bombs outside of the DNC and the RNC. It doesn't add up because, folks, it doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense. Cole said something just snapped in him after watching everything, just everything getting worse. And he wanted to do something about it to the parties because they were in charge. Now, that's what they're claiming were Cole's own words. Again, I'm still not believing this. He acknowledges to agents that he felt... Well, I mean, this is the problem, right? Because he's not a Trump supporter. In fact, when you look at his family ties, too, I want to keep driving this point home. When you look at his family ties, too, it's important to note that he's not a Trump supporter. So if he truly believed the election was stolen, this would have been in favor of President Trump. That's why it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. But they're claiming again that he said that he believed that it was stolen by Joe Biden. And the family making it very clear that his political leanings were never pro-Trump. So I don't know. We're going to wait for the criminal trial. Obviously, it's D.C. I don't think they're going to land a conviction against this man. You could stamp that one, though. There's a lot of BS going on here, and I would say that this entire case just does not seem to be authentic. Do I think that this guy's responsible for putting in the pipe bombs? No. And I also think the timing is quite sketchy as well. So there's that. But there's also this. The FBI director. Let's talk about him for a little bit. The FBI is apparently preparing to permanently close the aging Hoover building in D.C. Now, again, he made this announcement previously, but he did just put out a tweet over the weekend, I believe it was, saying the headquarters staff will be relocated to the Ronald Reagan building in the International Trade Center, ditching a bloated $5 billion plan for a new facility that wouldn't have been completed until 2035, according to Gateway Pundit. Now, again, back and forth, it just seems to be this promise. I mean, he did tell us he was going to shut down the Hoover building. And I know this was a plan that he did have mapped out prior to taking on this position. In fact, it was one of his many goals when taking this position on. So again, will this actually resolve these issues, or is this just a shuffle? Well, it's a fair question. Patel even adding that this decision puts resources where they belong, defending the homeland, crushing violent crime, and protecting national security. So there's no word that the Hoover building would become a museum. That was one of his goals. But again, I mean, we need to learn more about how the FBI is being fixed. The corruption is being purged because it doesn't look that way. The shifting of these employees to other buildings doesn't mean that all of a sudden you've gotten rid of the filth. And so there's a lot of questions that people have, and they're right questions to ask. You know, I know that there's a lot of people currently over at the FBI that do not like criticism. Do not like criticism. And if you do criticize them, they attack. Rather than, how can we improve the trust of the American people, which I think is a fair ask. Because before Cash Patel took over at the FBI, the numbers as to how the American people felt about the agency were, I mean, rock bottom. Rock bottom. And so one who takes on this position, who claims to know all the government gangsters, where all the corruption is, you would think there'd be a better plan in place to get rid of all these people. Now, again, when I ask specifics about getting rid of certain individuals over at the FBI, FBI says, sorry, can't comment on personnel matters. So we're not getting the answers that we need out of fear, I guess, that they might get in trouble. How about just say, hey, they're no longer with the agency? That's all I could tell you. You have a right to find out who's working for the FBI because your money is going to it. But there's a lot of reports, and this kind of piggybacks off of the report that came out from Miranda Devine a couple of weeks ago. I got a lot of people over the FBI pissed off. This report specifically about the FBI agents who are now speaking about how they allege that Cash Patel is a diva. Now, again, I always thought it was weird on how he's constantly wearing those jackets, doesn't wear a suit and tie. But this kind of answers it. This kind of answers it. According to the current former agents, again, they could be biased, who spoke to Axios, they're fired up. They're angry. One kind of cracking joke about how the FBI director itself is always wearing the windbreakers instead of an actual suit. Now, obviously, that's kind of an amateur complaint, obviously. But again, he continues to go on. There was one very important allegation that he did make, though. I'm trying to find that. Because the outfits, I'm like, that's not a big deal. It was taking credit for any major arrest. They wanted him to put it on their radar. If there was a major arrest made, Patel wanted to be front and center, face of it. Face of it. And that makes sense, because I keep telling you guys, I'm like, why are they taking credit for things that are happening? Other law enforcement agencies are the ones who are actually going out there and doing this, making these big arrests. And I constantly am seeing, we talked about early in the show, he's bragging about making a massive arrest. He's bragging about the Minnesota fraud, the 2022 case, and he drops the name. So that happened to the Biden regime. What are you doing? Why are you trying to take credit for a very corrupt administration? I mean, even they had the cojones to go after these people. I mean, on the scale that they should have, but it is very important. So again, the FBI director trying to put his face out there for every major arrest. The quote was, ensuring he gets screen time for any big arrest. Yeah, because that's what you really want. The top priority. So you can pretend like you're doing things. Thanks, bud. We appreciate you. Like a participation award. I still can't believe they did this interview, folks, with Katie Miller. Katie Miller, I like her. I think she's funny. But I don't think she should be pulling members of the administration away to do these interviews. And it's like who's funding that? I actually kind of wonder who's funding that. The set, obviously the editing, it's a real question. But, why is his girlfriend sitting closer to Katie? I mean, normally just TV-wise, the main subject would be on the left and she would be on the right. But she has to assert her power, I guess, and act like she is the subject of this interview. It's just such an embarrassment. It really, really is. It's not what you want from an FBI director again. He's got other things to do, not sit down and do a fluffy love story piece about a girl he's not even committed to marrying yet. But again, this is, and we'll put up this tweet again of Cash Patel over the weekend taking credit for that $250 million fraud scheme. Again, it's from COVID. And this investigation happened under the Biden administration. When I go back, and I won't even try to pronounce that name, folks. Obviously, like, I can't do that. So we'll just go with Mohammed One, the first name on there. When he was indicted back in 2022, obviously, that's when all the pieces fall. I actually looked to see if he's under BOP, which is the Bureau of Prison Custody right now. And he is not, it looks like, when you run his first name, middle name, last name. It says that he's no longer in custody. So he likely maybe got a plea deal, if you could just assume, working with the feds and threw some of his other brothers under the boat for this wire fraud money laundering conspiracy scheme. Again, why are you taking credit for this? This is something else that you did nothing. You did. It's just strange. It's really, really strange. It's really, really strange. Folks, in just a few minutes too, in the next hour, top of the next hour, we're going to be taking your calls. So if you haven't done so already, give us a call. 877-789-2539. Maybe you have like a 2026 goal that you want to share. You could do just that. 877-789-2539. That is the line you're going to want to call into. And we'll keep it to the topics that we've discussed thus far as we make our way around. All right. So President Trump pushed, obviously, no tax on tips. And I mean, I didn't support it. I think that if what makes these people exclusive to not have to pay taxes on tips, I don't think any of us should have to pay taxes, especially when it's being shuffled to Somalian pirates, people who are stealing from the American people. I mean, it's not even funny. I shouldn't even be laughing. It's not funny. These people have stolen so much money from the American people. But you're expected to pay your taxes. If you don't pay your taxes, well, the IRS will come for you. If you make a Venmo transaction over $600.01, you better report it or else the IRS is coming for you. The IRS also doing something illegal that I have not seen actually stopped by the Trump administration yet. They're using AI to comb through people's financial records, their banking records. Again, unconstitutional because you would need a warrant to do that. But again, we just let the IRS go rogue and do whatever they want. Because they have to rob the American people, hardworking Americans who are just trying to get by. Maybe you forgot to claim that 601 cent Venmo transaction that came from your aunt for Christmas. Uncle Sam's coming after you. But not the Somalians robbing this country blind. No. Look the other way on that one. But anyways, back to the subject matter. There are 8 states who are on track to allow residents to cash in fully on popular tax cuts from President Trump's legislation in 2026. But blue states are not, especially like New York, Illinois, California, are not going to be passing on those no taxes on tips. Again, I mean, no surprise here. I'm a former New Yorker, as many of you guys know. I spent my whole life there. They will gouge you for $5, but not because it's going to go to make it a nicer city, a cleaner city. No. You have to fund the transgender movie night over in New York City. I don't even know. It all just gets shuffled around. It's all fraud. Millions and millions of dollars stolen. And also, too, it's another scandal. If anyone ever wants to maybe have some free time, go take a look at how Bill de Blasio and his wife shuffled millions of dollars into New York City to help with the homeless crisis, only for the homeless crisis to get worse. I believe it was like $1.1 billion. And then when she was brought in front of the city council, she couldn't tell you where specifically that money went. I think it was over like $700 million was missing. Who could even count up that high? You know, after the first couple of million, it's just whatever. Like, that's how they view it, at least. Not the rest of us. The rest of us would like our money back. But again, I mean, that was his wife who openly, Bill de Blasio's wife, openly said that she was a lesbian before she met him. And then as soon as he left the office, they got a divorce. Wonder why. But this is what's going on. You know, these blue states will completely rob you blind. And they're just hoping and praying that you don't catch up with them. Would be nice if someone caught up with them, though, wouldn't it? Would be very nice. former Congressman Matt Gaetz. I like this. So he actually, and he did an interview with Tucker Carlson. He actually is sounding off on his friendship with AOC. Now, I always thought it was a weird friendship. And, you know, AOC is friends with some conservatives across the aisle. But interesting enough, I have never really understood it, like how these friendships actually work, because she's very dramatic, as many of you guys know. Even though she wasn't in her Capitol office on January 6th, she was claiming that all this conservative men were coming to sexually assault her. Again, zero proof, but could make that claim on like a CNN, MSNBC, and they all just go, oh my gosh, you really thought you were going to be a victim? Nobody even asked where she was that day, though. She wasn't there. But anyways, Congressman, former Congressman Matt Gaetz is sounding off about his friendship with AOC in clip 14. Take a listen.
Let's do this on our side. What's she like? Before January 6th, she was incredibly chummy with Republicans in Congress, would regularly come over to our side, sit down, hang out, talk about her day.
Did you ever date her?
I did not, no.
Did you try?
No. And not my cup of tea. But she, after January 6th, like treated us all like, you know, we had horns or something.
So she gave this kind of famous statement after January 6th and said, you know, as a trauma survivor, I was traumatized. I was almost killed that day. Do you think, was that real?
No, but it is reflective of the performance art of Congress. And it was just bad performance
but
art.
But how could you get points from anyone for being like, yeah, I'm a terrified little girl?
Because on...
I find that contemptible. Well, no, you can't be in charge of anything if you're a terrified little girl. Sorry.
Yeah, but we are a society that is increasingly built on grievance identity. You are the grievance that you can access, right? And so if you are... you know, a woman, that can be a source of grievance if you're a minority. And then like you have people who are just odd and say, well, maybe if I'm trans, then that can be this source of grievance. Yeah. And then you have a bunch of men, white men looking around saying, well, I guess I'll be a drug addict because then like that can be my right, source of, right. of grievance. And, you know, there, she was leaning into that. She wanted to show that she had been aggrieved by this act and should be owed some unique empathy.
But she revealed that she's afraid. It's that she's a coward. Like, how is that the only thing people respect on a gut level is strength and courage. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some would say. Some would say she's a coward. She wasn't there again. She wasn't the victim of January 6th. Those who were killed that day, I'd say those are the victims. You know, Ashley Babbitt and others, obviously. The police who brutalized these people who were there at illegal protests, who decided to open fire and shoot rubber bullets into them. Obviously, to aggravate them, to get them upset, but because they were political hacks, these Capitol Police officers and possibly agents of other, and I could probably say other agencies, they had no problem with it. No problem whatsoever. AOC, such a hack. Such a hack. And I still to this day think it's so crazy that she sat back and would go talk to members on the right, only because like I think we can have open dialogue, but... my problem with all of this is like, why are you sitting here and pretending? Because people hate us. They demonize us every day. How can she sit there if she's doing what she truly believes on air, which is probably all political theatrics? How can you sit there and, oh, remember this moment when she jumped on stage? These people really think they're celebrities in their own heads. What an absolute embarrassment this woman was. Bouncing around a stage like she's a rapper. Imagine being stupid enough to vote for her. Yikes. Let's play this clip. This is a former Somalian prime minister, clip 19, who was calling out her buddy, Ilhan Omar. Take a listen. All right, if you are listening audio only, you're probably wondering what that gibberish is. Well, that is obviously the former prime minister saying that Ilhan Omar is not interested in helping Minnesota. She's working for Somalia. That's her interest. I mean, how many more videos we need to say? And she's smiling, too, because she knows it's exactly true. Folks, we've imported people who hate our guts. Who hate our guts. And they are now pushing their way through Congress and other, obviously other roles, local and obviously federal. At what point do we say enough is enough? Truly, enough is enough. Remember when I told you guys about the gun reforms that were going to take place in Australia? Well, this is why so many people doubt that they don't know about these terror attacks before they happen, because, I mean, Australia, they are now, again, they made the commitment, and they haven't even waited a month before those people, Jews, who were celebrating Hanukkah, were slaughtered by two Islamic terrorists. They promised you that they were going to use that to push gun control for a population that only has 6% of gun owners. So now they all need to be punished. And so now it's another gun grab. Well, the gun reform was just recently passed through the New South Wales state legislature on Christmas Eve, including capping individual gun ownership at 4 and reclassifying high-risk weapons like pump-action firearms. Again, they call this gun reform, and they're saying that they're going to be buying back these firearms from legal gun owners, but it's not a buyback because they didn't own them in the first place. See, they say buyback because it sounds friendly. It sounds like they're not the bunch of the communist people that you know that they all are. So they sit there and say, oh, we're doing a buyback. It's not that what's happening. It's an infringement, which I believe every person in this world has a right to own a firearm. But again, Australia, whose own police department actually failed that day because the females that they hired to work on their police force froze up and became cowards and didn't want to engage with those two Islamic terrorists. You know who did engage, though? A man. It's a whole other argument, though. Folks, we'll be taking your calls in just a few minutes, so give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We'll be taking your calls. I'll also be joined in the next hour by Michael Cargill. Michael Cargill is a fighter for the Second Amendment, so we look forward to having him on the program today. But most importantly, he's not just a fighter. He's a winner, and we like winners over here. He has won several key battles in regards to your Second Amendment rights, and I'm excited to have him here. He put up a really good video. We'll play it for you, but I couldn't stop chuckling while I was watching it. He actually does a lot of funny videos. So Michael will be in studio in just a bit. We look forward to having him here around like 11:30-ish. So buckle up. There's still more to unpack in just a little bit. In the meantime, though, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com, because as we get ready to kick off the new year, you have to get your fitness together. I know everyone's going to be making those goals. You're going to say, oh, I'm going to focus more on my Maha goals. Well, guess what? We could help you with that over at thealexjonesstore.com. Right now, it's buy one, get one free on select supplements. Now, that's only going on for a couple more hours, so stop what you're doing now and head on over to thealexjonesstore.com and make sure you stock up while you still can. Also, we're excited about this one. I'm excited about this one because you guys know I love cooking, but we just started selling beef cooking tallow over at thealexjonesstore.com. It's 100% pure beef fat. It is now on sale. Get 25% off now when you become a subscriber over at thealexjonesstore.com. And again, it's packed with vitamins like A, D, E, and K, which is so important. So head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now.
So it is absolutely critical that you go to thealexjonesstore.com. And until New Year's evening, we are running an ultra-massive sale. Buy one, get one free. So buy one supplement, get any other supplement you want free. Add any supplement to your cart and get any other supplement you choose free. You can mix and match any of our amazing supplements together, and they are the best. Ultramethylene Blue, tincture and capsules, bovine colostrum, CMOS capsules, Life Force, Ultimate Life Force, spike protein, cardiovascular detox, Shilajit capsules and gummies, incredible. Ultimate Turmeric, 95% curcuminoid, Ultimate Power Drink Mix, which is even stronger than Turbo Force. If you like Turbo Force, you're going to love it. Ultimate Power Drink Mix, two great flavors now available at thealexjonesstore.com. High quality concentrated beef cooking tallow. You asked for it, we got it. Ultra DNA Revival. You like DNA Force? This is even better. It's NAD Plus Booster. It's a private label, one of the top NAD Plus products in the country. Atomic Defense, incredible immune system boosting system. Ultimate Burn, to help you lose weight naturally. MK Ultra, great for your brain. The Tallow Balm, we never talk about enough. Optimal Human, the ultimate green drink. You've heard Harrison Smith rant and rave about it. It is all available at thealexjonesstore.com, and it makes this entire operation possible. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. Your support, we can't do it without you. Also, InfoWarsStore.com has some limited fish oil and turmeric that are high quality. Also, the collectible fundraiser posters limited edition that I designed. You can also make a straight donation there. We need funds. We got about a $300,000 underage going out in the next few months. We need your support right now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know who you are, the past supporters. I want to encourage those who have been on the fence to take action now. History's happening, and you're betting on a horse that continues to win. Thank you so much.